Welcome back to His Time. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. In studio with me this morning is the Reverend Amos Bolle. He's president of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of Liberia and here to talk with us about the work of Lead a Child. Pastor Bolle, how has Lead a Child been helpful for the people of Liberia?
Well, thank you, Andy. I believe that Lead a Child is so much helpful to the people of Liberia, not only the Church of Liberia, in fact, but the country and people of Liberia, because we have up to about 16 Lutheran Christian day schools across Liberia. And in all of these schools, we have not just Lutheran students, but we have kids from various backgrounds. Specifically, like my local church, the UHP Evangelical Lutheran Church, where we have up to about 500 kids, I can tell you, Andy, that out of the 500 kids, we have up to about 125 Muslim kids attending the school. And we also have people who belong to, various faiths, of course. But basically, we are teaching Bible as the core of everything, as the core of our curriculum. But it's also a full academic school, just like any other public school in Liberia. You know what I mean? We teach English, math, science, and social studies, those courses that are required by the Ministry of Education. So actually, CCCF is greatly providing not only towards the need of the church, but towards the need of the people and the country of Liberia. But of course, we realize that Christ is the center of everything that we do. Yeah. And that's where we just thank God for the CCCF, because they are helping us. They are providing salary support to those teachers, and they are providing scholarship to kids. There are some of the kids who are not necessarily in the Lutheran school, but because they are, in churches and maybe active in their youth groups, like in their choir group or in the youth activities of the church. And we come to find out that if they have a need, we give them scholarships. So we also give scholarships, CCCS scholarship or Lead a Child scholarships to churches, so that they award those scholarships to needed youth within their congregation. And my own son, in fact, is a beneficiary of this very assistance from Lead a Child. My son just graduated from the high school of our church. And upon his graduation, when he had not yet entered college, he went ahead to attend a school of journalism. And when he went to this school of journalism, all of the guys he met there, he took first place. In fact, he took first place among all of the students at the School of Journalism in Liberia, to the point where they awarded him a little job with a footprint newspaper. And even right now, as I speak, he is now attending the United Methodist University, and a very good student. He is, in fact, also serving with one of the leading radio stations in Liberia called Power FM. They've been awarded 3 times for being a very good radio station. So actually, I think our schools are also teaching kids to know Jesus Christ, but also teaching to prepare people to become useful citizens in the country of Liberia. Liberia is a country that just came out of war. You probably heard of the 1990 civil war that we had in Liberia that destroyed everything and destroyed the fabric of our society, destroyed the morals of our nation, the cultures and everything. Now we are back, and the question is, people want to go to school, but how do they get assistance to go to school? The government does not have all the means to do it, and the Children Christian Concern Society, Lead a Child, is right there for us, for the people of Liberia. And it's just amazing what they are doing.
Let's talk about the teachers. You mentioned the teachers earlier, that Lead a Child helps provide the salaries for the teachers. Who are the teachers? Where do they come from?
Well, actually, the teachers come from various backgrounds. I must admit, right now in Liberia, we have not been able to have all Lutheran teachers. So we have some teachers who are probably Methodist, teaching in the Lutheran school. But of course, to those teachers who are not Lutheran, they basically teach other subjects like the math, the science, or social study. But we definitely have Lutherans who are teaching the Bible. So we have Lutherans who are teaching the Bible. They teach the Luther Small Catechism, and we teach Bible. And
Are they Liberian?
Yeah, Liberians. They are Liberian. Basically, all Liberians. Yeah, basically. Well, there was an exception where we had a Guinean teaching French.
Really?
In the school, right. We had a Guinean, the country of Guinea, the neighboring country of Guinea, you know. We had a guy from there called Fofana who was teaching the French in the school. And apart from that, they are basically Liberians. So it's also providing jobs for Liberians as well.
Right, right. I was just going to ask, why is it important that Liberians serve as teachers? I can see why. It's rather than having someone come from outside of your community, outside of your culture, it's important to raise up people in your culture, in your community, to be teachers, right?
Yeah. And in fact, I got a news for the American people. Leader Chai, you know, is assisting people of Liberia. But one of our graduates called Obidiah Leon, he won this program called the DV, you know, the Diversity Immigrant. You know, it's a sort of thing you play, and if you win, you get accepted to come to the U.S. And get a green card. And he is right now in the U.S., and he called me up and said he is trying to become, you know, a part of the armed forces of the United States. So he is trying to become a military person here in the U.S. So can you imagine that from Liberia, through Leader Chai, a student who graduated from the UHP Evangelical Lutheran School, is right now in the United States and thinking about becoming a military personnel of the United States of America.
Wow.
Yeah.
So this opportunity, this education that is provided through Lead a Child provides not only an education, but also a hope, and the hope that we have in Christ, most importantly.
Yeah.
And with that education comes opportunities.
Opportunities, because like one of our students, Bindu, in fact, Bindu also was a Muslim, and she started attending our church and finally became a Christian, and she now a nurse, you know, a practicing nurse. She graduated and went ahead to attend the School of Nursing, and is right now a nurse in Liberia,
you know,
serving with one of those clinics in Liberia.
You mentioned earlier that Liberia has been through some rough times, a time of war.
Oh, yeah.
How has Lead a Child been, how has it played a role, a part in the change and in the recovery in the new Liberia?
Well, I would think the change they are making is kind of bringing about relief, bringing about hope through this Christian center education, Christ center education, and it's getting kids off the streets, people who would otherwise not have the means to be in school, parents who probably don't have the means to get the kids in school. Lead a Child is providing for them, you know, a scholarship is providing for them education, and by so doing, they are becoming educated and going ahead, getting jobs. We already have a lot of our graduates who have graduated and are already working, you know, are in employment, gainful employment. And so, and Lead a Child actually, in fact, came to Africa during the time of war. I mean, I just like to mention that Lead a Child came to Africa during the time of the Liberian Civil War, when I was a refugee in the country of Guinea. And that's where it started. It started in Guinea, and then it moved on to Liberia. Yeah.
And Lead a Child serves in many places, not just in Liberia. They serve
places
as well.
About 30 countries of the world now. Right now, they are in India, they are in Guatemala, they are in Ghana, Nigeria, Liberia, you know, all around.
And so they're providing this Christ-centered education, as you said.
Right.
And with education comes opportunity and hope, those opportunities for careers. It's great to hear that the students are graduating and gainfully employed. That's just wonderful to hear that it's providing these meaningful opportunities, helping kids who wouldn't have, you know, otherwise had an opportunity to get an education.
Yeah, and in fact, and we are also assuring our students and proving to them that we are not only teaching them, but we are teaching them and trusting them. So we have a student called Obidiah Ben, who graduated from one of our high school, the UHP Evangelical Lutheran High School, and he is right now serving as registrar of the very school.
Wow.
Right.
So it turns around and helps the very organization that helped him.
Right. Well, educated him and provided a job opportunity for him. Yeah.
I'm sure that for you is just a delight and a joy to see
so
that.
So much a joy.
Now, how many schools did you say again are in Liberia?
16 Lutheran schools across Liberia.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that takes resources, certainly, to support that, to support teachers. About how many teachers in each school?
Well, based upon the size of the school, like our school that have up to about 500 students, then we have up to about 23 teachers teaching in that school. Yeah.
So the resources are necessary. It's important to have the resources to provide this. And that's why what's going on today with the Bike Across Kansas event is important. This is how people can support Lead a Child, how they can provide that support. And a little support goes a long way through an organization like this, doesn't it?
A long way. And I would say, especially in Liberia or the world over, a long way, you know. What you may consider to be probably a little amount of money here can go a very long way in countries, especially countries like my country, Liberia. Yeah.
And so with just about a minute and a half left, what's your encouragement to our listeners today who are listening and learning about Lead a Child, maybe for the first time or they've heard about it numerous times?
Well, I just like to say to them that your support is doing a lot and is reaching us, is truly reaching us. I'm a witness. I am Amos Bully from Liberia. I came just about a week ago to the United States. I am a witness that your money is actually reaching us and reaching the kids and educating kids and helping them to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. In fact, today in Liberia, our kids are also going to be biking at about 6 o'clock Liberia time, which I understand will be about 1 p.m. here in the United States.
So as Joe and David mentioned earlier, it sounds like they're going to try to connect with them on Skype and so they can see the kids traveling alongside them as they're traveling across Liberia and our riders here in the U.S. are traveling across Kansas, biking across Kansas. What a neat opportunity to get to partner like that.
Yeah, it's great. It's a great excitement. And in fact, I know Clement is out there in Liberia trying to get his computer fed on Skype, and it's going to be great. I'm going to be excited about that, too.
Well, President Belay, it's been great chatting with you this morning. Always good to have you in studio here at Worldwide KFUO. Thanks for taking some time for us this morning to talk about Lead a Child, CCS Lead a Child. Find out more at leadachild.org. Pastor Belay, God's blessings to you and all the work that you're doing in Liberia.
Thank you so much. And my thanks to the LCMF and to Lead a Child. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to study the Daily Lectionary with Pastor Eric Ikong from Trinity Lutheran Church in Jackson, Michigan. Stick around for that conversation as we get into Luke chapter 22, verses 47 through 71 this morning. And then after that, during the 9 o'clock hour, we'll join together for morning prayer as we gather around God's word to hear his word, to pray his word, to encourage one another. All part of his time right here on listener-supported Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.